Good evening, Viking Nation. Lounge High Football is on the air. This is the Southwest Georgia Banks Countdown to Kickoff pregame show. I'm Wes James, the voice of the Vikings. Our Vikings are home tonight in the friendly confines of Martin Stadium, otherwise known as the Concrete Palace. Last Friday night, the Vikings traveled up to Roswell to take on the Roswell Hornets, a night that was not very friendly to our Vikings. Austin Dixon turned heads on a big quarterback keeper on the very first series that made all of Viking Nation think this might be a good night for our football team. But just as quickly, we realized we had run into a hornet's nest. Mistake after mistake, coupled with two big Roswell plays, gave the Hornets a 14-0 lead at halftime. The Vikings scored in the third quarter and with a two-point conversion, made it 14-8. But the mistake bug took over once again, with the Hornets pulling away to take the season opener 35-8. However, the Vikings showed they're not afraid to open the playbook as they threw a pass to the wideout who then turned around and threw it back to the quarterback. And the touchdown run came on an end around. Tonight, the Vikings host Bayside of Palm Bay, Florida. Bayside, who's off to a rough start themselves as they have had to replace most of their coaching staff in the last few weeks. Starting only a month ago, the coaching staff has been working hard to bring Bayside up to speed. Both Bayside and our Vikings are 0-1. Look for the Vikings to establish a run early and then open up that passing game just a little bit more. Games around the region include Camden 1-0. They beat Lincoln out of Tallahassee 48-13 last Friday night. Their home versus Dutchtown. Colquitt defeated North Gwinnett 45-14 in the Corky Kell Classic. Their home versus Plant out of Tampa. Lee also 1-0, beat Westover 42-7. Their home against Chris County. Tift 1-0 beat Henry County 56-7, but they have a tough game tonight as they host the Cook County Hornets. Valdosta 0-1, lost to Norcross in the Corky Kell Classic 34-31, and they'll look to get back on the winning side as they travel over to Thomas County Central. We're going to take our first break on the Southwest Georgia Banks Countdown to Kickoff pregame show. When we come back, it's off to Martin Stadium and Bill Osborne and the rest of the Viking Voice crew. We'll be back after this five-minute break. You are listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome, Viking fans, to the friendly confines of Martin Stadium, the Concrete Palace, as our Lounge High Vikings open the season as a home opener right here at Martin Stadium. We take on the Bayside Bears from Palm Bay, Florida, as they've started to warm up. We apologize for starting late tonight. If you're in the area, it has been raining cats and dogs. It has stopped now. Looks like it's cleared. We've had lightning. Everything looks good. But it's been really one of those nights that we just didn't know we were going to get on. In the booth with me is Taylor Biddle, and down on the field is Marty Rogers, and we will get to Coach Randy McPherson just as quickly as we can. Marty, as soon as you have that opportunity, you let us know. We'll break in there and get down for a Traditions Flooring Coach's interview. You are listening to the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff right here at Martin Stadium, and we're excited to bring it to you tonight right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Just very quickly, we start the season 0-1. We need to get right here tonight.
Yeah, I think, you know, the season really doesn't begin until Coffee County region play. But what we want to do is we want to build each week. You know, we played a very good Roswell team last week. Let's get some momentum. Let's play a good ball game tonight and move on throughout the rest of the non-region play and keep getting better each week. I think Coach Mack has said it several times. We just want to get better each week because it all matters region play.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, it really does. But this is the warm-up session, if you will. We've got to get better. Just like you said, I thought we did some good things last Friday night. We needed to get better through this week. And this is a very young team here in the Bayside Bears. We'll talk very quickly about them. They've got a head coach that's only been with them a month. What have they been, 4 years and four head coaches now?
Yeah, the last few coaches are there. This is their fourth coach in 4 years. So each guy's only been there for a year.
Yeah.
And the most recent coach, he left 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So they went into the season really not knowing who their head coach is going to be. But Coach Nall, Mike Nall, is their head coach. I think because of the delay, we're not going to be able to get to hear from him tonight. But, you know, he's got a tough task. I mean, coming in, really, is he changing his offense? You know, we really don't know what to expect out of him.
Yeah, because he was not a coach on this staff and just got advanced. He was at Florida Technical High School, also in Brevard County, but came over here to Bayside. So he brought coaches with him. When I talked to him on Monday, he still was trying to figure out who his players were.
Absolutely. Tell you what, to get the field conditions tonight and what we're looking like, we're going to go down to Marty Rogers for our equipment parts supply sideline update. Marty, what's it like down there, my man?
Wet, Taylor. It's very, very wet. Obviously, the rain has moved out. The field has drained very well. Of course, we know it is synthetic turf, so it doesn't hold water quite like the real stuff, but it's still very wet down here. No wind, so it's a little muggy as well. If you look at the flag, it's not moving at all. Hopefully we can get a little breeze here pretty soon, and hopefully the rain will stay away and we continue to dry out. But, guys, there's a lot of energy down on the field, even though it is a little abnormal workout or warm-up, I guess I should say. The kids are I've talked to several of them. They're very pumped, and they said the overwhelming theme tonight is energy, basically. They need to play with more intensity, need to play with more energy, need to be a little more fired up and more into the game the entire night. Hopefully the home crowd will show up despite the rain and help with that.
Thank you, Marty. I tell you what, Bill, since we are a little delayed, thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts by sideline update. Looks like Coach Mack may be free. Marty, you're going to be able to get him notes. Coach Pepe jumped in there for you. But, Bill, before we go into our impact players, this is a Bayside Bears team that is 7-4 last year. You know, they were a one-year coach last year as well, but they were 7-4. You know, and you know, they know how to win some ball games. It's a 6A school, but they do only have 45 to 50 on the roster. We do have Coach Mack. Let's go down to Coach Mack for a traditional scoring coach's interview. Marty?
Thanks, Taylor, and I am here with Coach Mack. Coach Mack, I know you got a lot going on trying to get this game started with the weather. But, Coach, let's just talk for a second. Last week, obviously, didn't get off to the start we'd like, but there were some positive things. What did you see that was positive? What did you see that you could build on going forward?
Well, they definitely played hard, you know. Kids did. Played really good defense at times. Moved the ball well at times. But we got to eliminate all them crazy mistakes, penalties and stuff.
Coach, how did the kids respond this week? How was practice coming off of last week and getting ready tonight for the Bayside Bears?
They came out on Monday wanting to get better. I mean, that's the bottom line. They had a really good week of practice.
That's all you can ask for, Coach. But Coach, we don't know a whole lot about the Bayside Bears, but I know you've watched and you probably know more than anybody. What do you expect out of them tonight? What do you look to see from the Bayside Bears tonight here in Martin Stadium?
Well, we got one film. That's all they got with their new coach. They're wide open spread. They got a lot of athletes. Look like they're real fast on defense from that one game. You know, but other than that, we know really nothing about them.
Coach, talking with some of the players, it sounds like they're ready to get out here and get going. It sounds like they're really wanting to have more energy, more intensity than last week. Talk to us about being at home. This is your first official home game here in front of the home crowd. Hopefully they show up with the weather delays. But talk to us about how important it is and what are the advantages of playing here in front of our great Viking fans.
You know, kids love the fans. They love the, you know, they love the atmosphere here. It's truly one of a kind, so They're excited to play well. I mean, they want to come out here, and, you know, we need a win. They're ready to go.
Absolutely. Thank you, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, Marty, for that Traditions Flooring Coach's interview. Let's jump right into our Traditions Flooring Impact Players tonight, and I'm going to start on the offensive side of the ball for Bayside. And like Coach Mack said, this is Bayside's first official game. They had a scrimmage, but we don't have much info on those guys. So it's hard for us as broadcasters to really tell you what to look for. So we're going to key on a few positions and a few guys that we got from hearing coaches, so we don't have many stats for them. But I'm going to go with, on offense, number 10, Patrick McNeely, their quarterback. He does their quarterback role for him. He is 6 foot, 185-pound senior, and he's going to be a guy that this offense really keys on. You know, they're in the spread attack, so he's going to have to be accurate throwing the ball. And what is he able to do with his feet? You know, he's a guy we got to keep our eye on. He's number 10, Patrick McNeely.
Yeah, Patrick played wide receiver last year, so it'd be interesting to see the transition. I'm going to go with number 11, Harry Akius, 5'6". This is a guy that is going to play all over the place on the offensive side of the field. He'll line up in the slot as a wide receiver. He can run the ball as well. So you're going to have to look out for number 11, Harry Akius.
Guys, I'm going with number 4, talking to some of their coaches, talking to their athletic director. He's only a sophomore, but he is their He's going to be their workhorse. He's going to be their go-to guy. That is Joel Dorjuice. He's a 5'8", 192-pound sophomore running back. He's an athlete from what I've been told. They don't have any returning offensive linemen, so they're figuring that out on the offensive line. So obviously not going to be a whole lot of a big impact guys there, but Joel Dorjuice is going to be their main running back and probably their workhorse tonight.
Flipping over to the other side of the ball, defending that offense tonight for the Lowndes High Vikings. You know, I say it a lot throughout the season, but it all starts up front. How is number 76 Brandon Buford going to play? 6'4", 240-pound senior. This is a guy that does play a little bit of offense. I don't think he played too much offense last week against Roswell. And the defensive line position, we're going to have to put pressure on the quarterback. Also, in the 3-4 scheme, we're only rushing three guys. You know, if we bring some heat off the edges, too, with the outside linebackers, but we're expecting a 3-4 to get on three guys penetrating that line of scrimmage. And so, Brandon Buford's going to have a big game tonight for us. He's my impact player for the Lowndes High Vikings on defense.
For defense on the Vikings, I'm going with number 4, Tyson Harris. Tyson is just all over the field. He plays that cornerback position. He's one of those unique athletes. He just has a nose for the ball, knows where it's going, does a really good job. He does tackle well. Now, you can't say much about last week because nobody tackled well for the Vikings. But I'm counting on Tyson Harris tonight to really step up and make a difference. He's my impact player for the Lowndes High Vikings.
Guys, I'm going with number 91, Logan Neely. He's a senior linebacker, 5'11", 200 pounds. Logan, in my opinion, is the heart and soul of this Viking defense. He's moved from defensive end to middle linebacker. He's the one calling most of the signals coming in from the sidelines. He's just got a motor that nobody else on that defense has. He made a lot of tackles last week, missed a few more, but he is our key to that whole defense, in my opinion. I think that Logan Neely will have a big game tonight. You'll see him stopping the run. You'll see him playing in the pass. But number 91, Logan Neely, is my tradition-forming impact player for the Vikings defense.
Flipping over to the offensive side of the ball for the Lowndes High Vikings, I'm going to go with Dez Copeland. Number 33 is a name that's well-known, 5'10", 170-pound running back senior. You know, Dez maybe didn't have the game we expected out of him last week. That's no beef on him. That's just how good Roswell's front guys were. You know, we saw he was taped up a good bit on his, on his leg. You know, what kind of impact is Dez recovering from his injury going to have on him? He's our leading rusher from last year. Against Roswell, 10 carries for 29 yards. What is Dez really the Dez we remember from last year? He's going to be an impact player tonight. We've got to set the tone running the ball. He's my tradition scoring impact player tonight for the Lowndes High Vikings offense.
I'm sorry. On the offensive side, for me, I'm looking at number 11, Boogie Kamen. Boogie's been that workhorse. 5 carries for 10 yards. His longest was only 6 yards. But he's a guy that he doesn't lose the ball. He does a really great job, covers up, and is one of those guys, a good possession runner for you, and really does a good break. Good job. We're going to take our first break during the national anthem here on the Viking Radio Network as we're kind of an abbreviated Southwest Georgia Bank countdown to kickoff. But we'll be right back after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back live to Martin Stadium as we just listened to the national anthem as played by the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen. We were going through the traditions flooring impact players. We had gotten up to, the Lowndes offense. Marty, it's down to you. Who do you think is your impact player for Lowndes?
Guys, I'm going with a slot receiver for us, a senior, number 85, Dylan Presley. He's 5'10", 170 pounds. Dylan's got pretty good speed, guys, and it's a name we talked about a lot during the pregame there for the scrimmage, that we really expect big things out of him this year. Obviously, with Jenkins and Kyle on the outside, they're going to get keyed on. And I think Presley's going to have a big year for us. He had a great game the other night. He did have a late fumble, but before that, he caught several passes, made several great plays. I think Presley will have another very, very good night tonight. Look for him to have 5, 6, 7 catches tonight, I think. So, guys, my impact player for the Vikings offense is number 85, Dylan Presley.
Thank you, Marty, for your impact players. That wraps up our Traditions Flooring impact player segment. Remember, make an impact on your home by choosing Traditions Flooring. We're just about 3 minutes away from kickoff, and the weather, I think, is become pretty nice, honestly. Not too hot. The rain has passed us. Bring a little towel out so you can wipe your seat down if you're just joining us and planning on coming to the game. But a good crowd is filling in even after the rain delay on the home side.
Yeah, it really has. It started to fill in nicely. The team captains for both the Lowndes Vikings and the Bayside Bears are coming out. We'll get those captains for you. Go ahead.
Captain tonight, first for the home team, is number 2, Austin Dixon, number 91, Logan Neely, number 9, Gabe Neighbors, number 85, Dylan Presley, and is Dez going to be a captain?
Looks like number 33, Dez Copeland.
There's a lot of traditions flooring impact players right there as captains tonight. For the Bayside Bears, number 25, Colin Boyd.
Impact player.
Number 8, John St. Ville.
Impact player.
Number.
No, he's not. I'm sorry. He's actually in street 10, clothes, too.
Yeah, number 10, Patrick McNally. And number 30, Troy Hilton.
3 impact players there.
Stop. Look. Listen. Here comes the mighty, mighty Vikings.
And the Vikings have made their way onto the field. Let's go down to the field where we'll have Marty with the microphone and the coin toss. We'll be down there in just 1 second as the officials talking to both teams. We'll get Marty in there in just a moment.
Guys, it is military appreciation tonight. Don't want to forget that. We're thankful to all the ones who serve and their families. And tonight we have a retired member of the United States Air Force here to flip the coin for us.
Two things I'm looking at. The other one is I need to make sure when there's a penalty. And I know you think there's not going to be a penalty, but there might be. I need to make sure one of you catches are close to me and my umpire so we can give you the choices. You look for us. I don't want to have to look for you, okay?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to introduce you to Bill McLaughlin.
A special person.
He was with the Air Force of our country. He served. We are proud to have him. He's going to do an honorary flip. Bill, this is our visiting captain. I want you to tell him what you want. Have enough for this captain to hear right here. What do you want to call?
We're going to receive.
No, what do you want to call?
Tails.
You want to call heads? You heard it's heads. We got heads. He said heads. He's going to let it hit the ground.
Ready?
Tails.
It is tails. You have won the toss. I'm understanding from you, Coach, you want to receive, correct?
Yes, I do.
You want to defend the south end, kicking it north.
Guys, we won the toss, and we have elected to receive.
All right, there you go. And that is the end of our Southwest Georgia Bank countdown to kickoff. Thank you for joining us. Be sure and visit Southwest Georgia Bank with 2 locations in Valdosta on North Valdosta Road and Baytree Road. And now joining us in the booth and for all your play-by-play action, it's the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill. And